Blog Talk Radio.
I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled, What Happens to False Prophets Who Insist That God Condones Sinful Behavior? I'm going to be reading from 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness, they, with feigned words or false words, will make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spareth not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood, or the Mabul in Hebrew, upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example, or pattern, or specimen, or exhibit unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered a just lot, vexed with the filthy conversation or manner of living of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Note, unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly, them that walk after the flesh, or the thoughts, in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. See, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. This word corruption is very interesting in the Greek New Testament. Verse 13, they shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that counted pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots are they, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings or delusions, while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin. That is, cannot contain refrain themselves from sin, beguiling unstable souls. A heart they have exercised with covetous practices. Cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. Dumb ass speaking man's voice, obey the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh. This expression, lust of the flesh, is also used in verse 10. Through much wantonness, this word wantonness is an old word, and it means readiness for all pleasure, that is, no restraints. Those, verse 18, that were clean escape from them who live in error. But while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped their pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed through her wallowing in the mire. It is amazing that many things that Peter has taught here are going on today. And I am speaking specifically of the visible church, the visible ecclesia. I'm speaking specifically today about certain elements who have been called or designated as leaders within the United States, and who have come out as supporting behavior that is prominent in this country today, and who are condoning this behavior, and who are lending their acceptance as Christian leaders to this particular type of behavior, this particular type of sinful behavior. Now, I've noted very carefully in the scriptures certain principles that are to, and a certain way of life, a certain manner of being that is to be prominent, or that must be prominent in the lives of those who are ministers of righteousness. So there are certain individuals who have said, one individual in particular said that he had spent time agonizing, note the language, agonizing over this particular spiritual issue. And his conclusion was that God said that this certain sinful pattern of behavior was okay, was acceptable individual also stated that his wife's behavior, and so he has come alongside her in support of her and in support of this particular movement. Another individual has stated that we must return to the scriptures and we must look at the scriptures again. And if necessary, abandon our local language, our traditional viewpoint or interpretation behavior. And so, I note that this is a thinly veiled attack on the person of the living God. It is an attack upon the breath of God. The scriptures are called divine breath. They were in-breathed from God. I've also noted that the son of an individual who was prominent in his day, Attila Evangelist, own son has come out in support of this particular behavior. And he believes that the Spirit of God has led him to this position. So the Spirit of God is in agreement with him about the acceptability of this prominent sinful behavior. So it's okay because the Holy Spirit. The word holy means to be set aside unto God exclusively unto God. Spirit of God. And so I noted these individuals who supported or who have tossed in their hats, as it were, in support of this particular behavior. Because they're those who look to them and for some reason have respect for these individuals. I know what the scripture says, verse 2 Peter 2:2, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. So the Holy Spirit is malleable, it's changeable. The Holy Spirit has now been made a part of this movement. God has finally come on board. This is the age of neo-enlightenment. This is the new enlightenment. And these individuals want a neo-renaissance. They want a new renaissance, a revival of religious learning and knowledge that is in support of this particular behavior that they now want to support. This is the most dramatic and important movement of the day in postmodern 21st century USA. Ezekiel, there is this very tragic passage which talks about Spirit of God removing himself from the temple because of the
aberrant practices of God's own people. They're aberrant religious practices. The Holy Spirit, in the way in through steps, he gradually moved away. The Holy Spirit was grieved away. He was reluctant to leave, but sin drove him from the temple. And it was the conclusion of God's own people that God does not know, God does not see. So the Holy Spirit is grieved away. Day, in our own time, I see that Spirit being grieved away. Paul wrote in his letter to the Ephesians that we are not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom we are healed unto the day of redemption. We're not to grieve the Spirit of God. But if you know carefully, and 2 Peter 2:1, that there are false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers. You know, the didaskaloi, there should be false teachers among you who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. The writer to the Hebrews states, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Say that God condones a sinful pattern of behavior is to attack the veracity of God. It is an attack upon the integrity of God. It is, in fact, an attack on the character of God in the name of supporting a sinful pattern of behavior that society wants to condemn and wants to hold up. The false teachers are leading the people of God in idolatrous worship and idolatrous behavior. It is a form of idolatry. When we go back to the scriptures which must forever remain changeable according to the spirit of the age, according to what new doctrine, but new heresy, certain individuals who call themselves leaders want to support. We must go back. We must do this. And so, with all the millions, the multiplied millions that are spent in this country annually on Christian education, there remains a woeful ignorance with regard to the Word of God. Where is the Spirit of God? In all the information, in all the books, in all the seminars, place of the Spirit of God. And so, the Bible teaches that Christ Jesus came into the world, the cosmos, to save. That word save means to rescue. It means to drag away from danger. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The word sinners is an adjective. And so, the doctrine of the kaiosune, that is, the righteousness of Christ, which is a controlling theme of the book of Romans, is turned on its head. If God is now supporting sin by being a person of faith, this is an assault on the person of God. We're told, or I recently read
that. This is the language Christian schools and colleges are now supporting this behavior. And so, if Christian schools and colleges are supporting this type of sinful behavior, they are no longer Christian schools. They are no longer Christian colleges. They are only, and nearly so, in name only. A witness, the distinctiveness is no more. It has vaporized. It has vanished. There is merely left form without content. And pretty soon, the form vanishes too. So, verse 2, and many shall follow their pernicious ways by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covet, that word covet in the Ten Commandments means and ask. It means passionate desire, inordinate desire, wishing, wanting, panting after that which does not belong to you. Gotten the classic doctrine, in the doctrine of heart, doctrine of flesh. Now, for God, that flesh minds cannot please God. You can't know God. And through covetousness, verse 3, they shall with feigned words, that word feigned, in the Greek, it's plastois. And it is a very interesting word. It is the word from which we get our English word plastic. And so, it means to mold as from clay, or to forge words, or forged words. And through covetousness, they shall with feigned words, or forged words, molded words, make merchandise of you. That is, buy and sell you. I lived in California for a long time. And a long time ago, I think there was a particular store in downtown San Francisco called the Emporium. Very nice, very large department store called the Emporium. Well, guess what? The word merchandise here in Greek means Emporium. And through covetousness, they shall with feigned words make merchandise of you. That is, buy and sell you. Is judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and there is damnation some not. You're not your own. I am not your. I am not my own. We the body of Christ. We can glorify God. Glorify God. Glorify the one who has called us out of God into his marvels. Then Peter goes on to illustrate this point. For with God spared not the angels that sin, cast them down hell, verse 4. Word is Tartarus. It's a special abode. It is not Hades and not Gehenna. The word hell does not, should not be in the text of God. And deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Let me tell you at this point that the word judgment in the Greek is prospered not the old world, excuse me, or the ancient world, the same Noah, preacher of righteousness, bringing in the cat whose mom, that is, to superinduce, bringing in the cataclysm. You say flood upon the world of the ungodly. In Hebrew, once again, the word is Mabul. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example of pattern unto those that after should live ungodly life. One has to be cut off from history. One has to be cut off from any historical continent in order to accept rational teaching of faith. I'm God to teach you. And then individuals have called for other definitions of themselves. And this movement is not new. This movement is very old. But it is the old lie, the old mistress, dressed up in new clothes. This is, in fact, we are living in a day in which the story of the emperor's clothes. It's true. It's real. And there are individuals who are indeed false prophets, and who indeed, like the Pied Piper, lead individuals on purpose through covetous practices in order to buy and sell them, whose judgment lingereth not, in order to manipulate and control the thought of the people of God. They are false shepherds. People of God must return to their good shepherd. They must return to the Lord and hear his voice. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice." It's time to return to our Lord. Cast off those who would cast off our Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.